Proverbs chapter 17. A dry morsel, when there is calm with it, is better than a house full of meat with strife. An intelligent servant will rule over a son who causes shame, and he will have a share of the inheritance among the brothers. The crucible is for silver and the furnace for gold, but it is the Lord who tests hearts. An evildoer heeds unprofitable lips, and a lie feeds a perverse tongue. He who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who rejoices in another's calamity will not be absolved. Grandchildren are the crown of old men, and the glory of sons is their father's. Verbosity is not becoming to an irreverent man. How much less lying lips to a well-bred man? A gift is a beautiful gemstone in the eyes of its owner. Wherever he turns, he considers it. He who pardons a transgression seeks love, but he who is fickle in a matter alienates friends. A rebuke is more effective with one who has understanding than 100 beatings with a fool. Surely rebellion invites trouble, and a cruel emissary will be sent against it. May a bereaved bear meet a man, rather than that a fool in his stupidity should meet him. As for him who requites evil for good, evil will not retreat from his house. The beginning of strife is like when one lets water escape, so abandon the quarrel before it becomes heated. He who justifies a wicked man and he who condemns a righteous man are both an abomination to the Lord. Why, then, is there a payment in a fool's hand to buy wisdom, when he has no heart to receive it? A friend shows love at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A weak-minded man strikes a deal, and offers security in the presence of his neighbour. He who loves transgression loves a quarrel, and he who has a high door courts disaster. He who is of a perverse heart will not find good, and he who is subversive with his tongue will fall into evil. If one begets a fool, it will be sorrow for him, and the father of an irreverent son does not have joy. A joyful heart brings good healing, but a dejected spirit parches the human frame. A wicked man takes a bribe out of the lap to pervert the course of justice. Wisdom is in prospect to him who understands, but the eyes of a fool are fixed on the end of the earth. A foolish son is a frustration to his father and an exasperation to her who gave birth to him. It is not right at all to punish the righteous or to beat the noble-minded for their uprightness. He who possesses knowledge is sparing with his speeches, and a man of understanding is of a highly prized spirit. Even a fool who is silent is considered wise, and he who seals his lips, astute